And what would you sharpen a straight razor on?
A straw.
And what would you put in the pistol?
In the what?
In a pistol.
You'd put a bullet in the pistol.
Well, say, you say in a shotgun you'd use shells.
Shells, right.
And in a rifle or a pistol you'd use?
You'd use bullets in a rifle.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for that? Like, say you might ask for a 22?
Cartridge.
Okay. And this is something that children used to play on. You take a board and lay it across a trestle and it...
That's seashell.
Okay. Any other old-fashioned name for that?
No, we always call that a seashell. And, you know, when I was a boy, we had a put out a post,
mm-hmm.
and we'd notch out that post, and we'd go get us a long pole about 15 to 20 foot long, and we'd put a bolt through that pole on top of the post,
mm-hmm.
and run us a nut through that square, and screw that nut up and put us a big washer on top,
mm-hmm.
and we'd call that a merry-go-round. We'd nail us an end of egg case on each end of that pole where they could sit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And three or four young'uns would run around there and ride them out on the end pretty fast. Did you ever have one of those?
Not a homemade one.
Me and Roy Dix, we made one up there at Daddy's. And when there's a bunch up, they didn't work if you had somebody to push it. Now they could give you a thrill on that.
What about if you saw some children on a seesaw? What would you say they were doing?
Seesawing.
And, do you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it at both ends and children would jump up and down on it?
Yeah.
That was a
springboard.
Mm-hmm.
Springboard's what it was called.
How would they make that?
They just lay the board across something. And jump on this end, and it knocked the other end up, and she'd come down and jump on that end and push the other end up.
Mm-hmm. So it's built like a seesaw?
Yeah, built just like a seesaw. Only it's lower to the ground.
Uh-huh. So you might tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And what did you use to carry coal in?
Coal?
Mm-hmm.
We never did carry no coal down here.
Do you know what those containers are called that they carry coal in?
I'd call it a bucket.
Uh-huh.
On it's got a snout out on it.
Mm-hmm. And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
A flue.
Okay, but that thing that fits into the flue would be called a...
Fits into the flue.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a chimney, wouldn't it? No. Let's see.
Just that pipe running up.
That's pipe.
Okay, you just...
Smokestack.
Okay. And say if you wanted to carry bricks or something heavy, you might carry them in a thing that has one wheel to it. And
wheel bar.
Okay. And what would you use to sharpen tools on?
You'd use a grinding rock. You can use a grinding rock or a file. Or whit rock.
Okay. And say something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Had to grease it.
And you say yesterday he, what, the car?
The car or uh-huh. the wagon? Way back yonder. You grease the car.
Uh-huh.
If the wheels are squeaking, grease the wheel bearings. If it's something else, grease it. It might be a transmission or a rear end hollering. You'd go grease it when it first started.